105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Just what you didn't need on your first day back after the Labor Day weekend. Trouble on Metro's blue and orange lines. Jamie Witten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. What's going on?
Well, unfortunately, on the blue line, right where they have been doing the work for SafeTrack Surge number 8, service suspended for blue line trains between Franconia, Springfield, and Van Doren Street. Now, officials are telling me it's a track problem outside of the Van Doren station. They don't know when they're getting this resolved, so we're keeping a close watch on it. They do have shuttle buses available. Now, an additional problem, the Orange Line, as you mentioned, they're single tracking between West Falls Church and Vienna. It's a derailment, not of the train, but of a contractor track unit outside of the Dunloring station. So for Metro Rail's Orange Line, expect delays as well. And I'll have more coming up in traffic next.
Well, everyone is back now from summer vacation and the long weekend, and that's why many traffic experts call this Terrible Traffic Tuesday. Nicholas Ramfos is with the National Capital Regional Transportation Planning Board.
It's really just the beginning of a month-long traffic pattern that is probably much worse than what you typically would see, let's say, during the month of August.
And adding to the woes this year, of course, Metro's SafeTrack program. Congress is back in town.
Federal lawmakers have given themselves a little more than 4 weeks before they're scheduled to leave town again to head home for election year campaigning. But there's unfinished business on the docket, including a budget agreement to keep the government operating beyond October 1st, approving funds to combat the mosquito-borne Zika virus, and the passage of a defense spending bill. Other items likely to come up, but facing long odds, include gun safety legislation and the nomination of Judge Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Visiting Laos today, President Obama made moves toward rebuilding the relationship between the U.S. and that Southeast Asian country.
He started off with a big announcement of $90 million over the next 3 years to remove unexploded ordnance. I mean, this is 40 years past the Vietnam War. 9 years during the war, the U.S. dropped some 200 million bombs on Laos.
Correspondent Michelle Kozinski. Pepco is asking for another rate increase in Maryland, and they're not expecting a very receptive crowd at a public hearing on it tonight in Rockville.
After the Pepco-Exelon merger went through.
It wasn't a shock. It was just a question of when it was going to come.
For these rate increases, says Abby Milstein of Power Up Monco. She says they promised better reliability and lower rates after the merger.
Not only have we not seen reliability improvements, but we're also seeing a rise in rates.
But she reserves most of her frustration.
They're not doing their job.
For the Maryland Public Service Commission, tasked with acting in the public interest in looking at these rate increases. Requests.
The commission is basically a function of the utilities. It's not a function of the government. It's only acting on behalf of the utilities' interests.
The hearing tonight's at 6:30 at the County Executive Office Building in Rockville. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Forecasters warn that even though the storm Hermine is expected to begin weakening, it might still sock areas from New York to southern New England with pounding waves, coastal flooding, and beach erosion. A tropical storm warning remains in effect from New York's Long Island to Massachusetts. A new poll by Gen Forward finds that a majority of young American whites now strongly or somewhat support the Black Lives Matter movement. That's up 10% from June. And evidence suggests the Affordable Care Act is about to face a moment of truth on Election Day. A survey finds the uninsured rate among adults dropped by just one percentage point from 2015 through this July. That's the smallest decline since law's big coverage expansion. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,492, the NASDAQ at 5250. Sports, the Nationals maintain their 8.5-game lead in the NL East with a win over the Braves. The Orioles are now just 2 games back in the AL East after beating the Rays. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Doctor of Democracy.
Rush Limbaugh here, the EIB Network.
We're thrilled to be with you.
Rush, weekdays at noon.
You know, folks, you're going to have to learn to trust me.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, stop what you're doing and listen to this. It's Brian Wilson, and if you've been wanting new windows, now is the time to buy. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. They design, build, and install each window, custom-made just for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, eliminating unnecessary headaches and expenses. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering the lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows and get one free. You have the chance right now to save some money on the cost of new windows and your utility bills year-round. Plus, increase the value of your home. This is a no-brainer. I'm telling you, pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK to get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows, get one free. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And make sure to tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Home, sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Zero Res makes dirty carpets look, feel, and smell brand new again. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Old Town area. Crash on South Patrick Street, Route 1, as you come up to Duke Street. Watch for police at the scene there to direct you through that intersection. Already starting to bog down. So if you're coming, say, off of the Beltway, across the Wilson Bridge, and heading onto Route 1 through Alexandria, up ahead at Duke Street for the crash. Also, we have volume. We had the stalled car earlier, Interstate 95 near 234, no longer crowding the right lane, but heavy volume across the Occoquan toward Lorton. 66 start to bog down a bit in Manassas, and again through Falls Church inside the Beltway. The big delays right now on 270 due to the crash. Southbound 270 is jammed right as you come off of I-70 down toward Urbana, right before you get to Route 80 Urbana. That's where we still had one lane blocked here at last check with accident cleanup. No problems around the Beltway topside. Volume on the increase. Traffic update brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another hot day on this Tuesday, and the temperatures will continue to rise. We will see the early clouds give way to mostly sunny skies at 91. Tonight, a few passing clouds, low around 70. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Alexandria, 59 in Olney, 72 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the American Red Cross. Computer problems create chaos for another airline. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall. We're watching problems on the Metro and trouble on Terrible Traffic Tuesday. Jamie Witten is all over that. 7:05 this morning, Joe DeGenova will join us, legal analyst. 7:35, it's Larry Kudlow and Coulter on the life and legacy of Phyllis Schlafly at 7:45. David Drucker with the Washington Examiner will talk about Congress being back in town, what they need to accomplish. And Brett Decker, co-author of The Case for Trump, also to talk about the life and legacy of Phyllis Schlafly. Larry O'Connor taking some well-deserved time off, joining us here in studio today from townhall.com, where she's an editor, columnist for The Hill, Fox News contributor, Katie Pavlich.
Good morning.
Good to have
morning,
you
Good morning, good morning.
All right, so this weekend, a big Labor Day speech. You know, the campaign starts, they say, again, in earnest on Labor Day. And so you go out and you make your big Labor Day speech. It did not go well for Hillary Clinton.
And I want to thank Congresswoman Marsha Fudge for hosting us. I've been talking so every time I think about Trump, I get allergic.
That was, funny. I guess, supposed to be a joke of some kind. However, that is troubling.
Well,
Now, look, I'm in broadcasting, and I speak for a living, and there have been times where, you know, early in the morning, you're trying to clear the frog out, and you get, as they say, verklempt. You know, your vocal cords do lock down. It happens to everybody. But this is something that has happened time and time again. Remember the Benghazi hearings?
Served in Vietnam in the Persian Gulf. Excuse me.
You need some water, madam?
I mean, it's troubling. It's concerning. Now, look.
Would you like?
You get the idea.
if you raise questions these days about the health of Hillary Clinton, you are almost immediately attacked. Well, that, you know, there's no evidence that there's
sexist.
Any problem with it. But you know
right.
what? This is troubling to me. And look, she is 68 years old. Donald Trump, 70. And I think it's fair to ask questions about the health of a senior citizen who wants to be the president of the United States. And I'm tired of all this tiptoeing around about her health.
Well, they certainly wanted details about John McCain's health when he ran in 2008 against Barack Obama.
I remember that. I actually covered that.
Right.
And they sent me down to look at a full table. This is very interesting and instructive. When the questions were raised about John McCain, they brought out every one of his naval medical records.
Mm-hmm.
And a number of reporters, including me, got to go down and spend an afternoon perusing through all of these records. There was nothing being held back.
Right.
And I got to see, I mean, really deeply personal stuff about John McCain. I walked away with a pretty good sense that he was in good health, but it was because they revealed the information. Where is that kind of transparency with the Hillary Clinton?
Well, I'm sure she wiped the medical records clean with a cloth or something.
Yeah.
Little piece of advice for the Clinton campaign. When is a staffer going to, first of all, tell Hillary to stop yelling into a microphone? That is the first problem.
Yeah,
second of all, when she's coughing, someone needs to instruct her to take the microphone away from her mouth. During the campaign stop yesterday, she started coughing and she had a handheld mic and she kept it right in front of her face the entire time she was coughing.
Right.
And when her health is becoming an issue in the news, when it's being questioned, she continues to have these issues, you would think they wouldn't want to amplify the coughing.
Yeah.
And yet that's what they did. It's a very basic staffer mess up. Just tell her to move it away from her mouth when she's coughing.
Yeah, that's just good mic etiquette, by
the
way.
It's just good staffer follow-up is what that is.
Here is the other thing. It's not just the coughing that has us a little, you know, asking questions. There have been times where, I'll be honest with you, to me, she looks a little unsteady. I mean, like her balance may be an issue. And then there is what she told the FBI during her interview about the emails, that she had a concussion and she doesn't remember a lot of things. Here's how CNN reported that.
She said she could not recall every briefing about how she should preserve her records when she left the State Department, the FBI noting she was recovering from a concussion and blood clot at the time. Clinton said she relied on her aides to use their judgment when emailing her and could not recall anyone raising concerns about information sent to her private account.
She doesn't remember because of a concussion and a blood clot. Where are the details about that? Why can't we see more information about what she went through, what the doctors thought was going on,
right.
What caused all that, what the permanent repercussions of that were. I mean, you get a blood clot to the brain, it's a serious matter.
Well, and let's not, you know, let's go back to what we saw from the FBI we talked about at the beginning of the show. If she's going to use her health as an excuse for why she mishandled classified information, which, by the way, she was doing before the concussion and after the concussion, not just because she had the concussion, then it's fair game. If she's going to bring that into an FBI investigation and say, I could not recall when I left the State Department what I was supposed to do with my records, which, by the way, she was told what to do with the records when she entered the State Department and touted the fact that she knew what to do with them because she had been a senator, then if she's going to bring it up, it's certainly fair game out on the campaign trail, is Donald Trump's health.
And it's a yes, absolutely. And I don't pull any punches there. He's 70 years old. He's 2 years older than Hillary. I want to know about Donald Trump's health. I think it's only fair. I mean, I've not seen any indications that he's not a very, you know, vital and vibrant and very much alive man who's got apparently a lot of stamina the way he runs. But, I mean, nonetheless, I think we have the right to look at those. Why can't we see
right.
these documents?
But they keep telling us
why
there's no evidence. And Hillary gave the FBI evidence by stating it was an issue.
We got a lot of evidence when she appeared in Ohio and had a coughing fit yesterday. I mean, when you hear her struggle, play that cut number 7 again for me, Mike McKay. When you hear her struggle, you got to wonder what in the heck is going on. This sounds like more than allergies.
And I want to thank Congresswoman Marsha Fudge for hosting us.
I mean, It was, and not only that, she then went to the plane and had a brief meeting with reporters and had to end that when she started coughing yet again.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to diagnose Hillary on air. However, I will say that this idea that she's, you know, not having an issue, it's very clear. And again, when she tells the FBI that her health issues did impact the way that she functioned by leaving the State Department, then it becomes fair game as to what it will have an impact on if she becomes president of the United States.
Well, is it fair game or is it foul? Your calls, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Tell us what you think. Right now, 6:15 on WML. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, and we've got issues this morning.
We sure do. Not only on the roads, but on the rails. As everyone knows, we've been under Safe Track Surge number 8 on the Blue Line, where they had been single tracking right in the area where they've been doing that work. They have a track issue, so they have suspended service for Blue Line trains between Franconia, Springfield, and Van Doren. So no trains running. They do have a shuttle bus service set up, and also they have a track problem with a piece of equipment on the Orange Line. So to add to it, they're single tracking Orange Line between West Falls Church and Vienna. Expect delays. Now here we go on 66. I'm watching this crash, and I was just going to say the police car for safety pulled up behind the accident, but now there's a fire truck and ambulance. 66 eastbound after 50 Fairlakes, Fair Oaks. As you come up to 123, you need to stay to the far right. Looks like they have the two left lanes now blocked at the scene of the crash. In Old Town Alexandria, as you come off the Beltway or say from across the Wilson Bridge and head onto Route 1 South Patrick Street at Duke Street for the crash. And on 270, boy, we're struggling with this accident cleanup south on 270 before you get to Route 80 Urbana. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for pretty warm temperatures today. Sunny skies eventually, 91 degrees. Tonight, 70 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a thunderstorm possible, 91. Thursday, 94. Friday, 94. Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State. Call 202-625-4370.
He doesn't particularly care whether Putin and the intelligence services attack American institutions. So, get some water.
Thank you. You see that?
Thanks.
That was the second time yesterday. That was, she had to end,
for years.
She had to end her little press availability, by the way, the first time that she had spoken to reporters and taken questions in some 270 days. And it had to end because, once again, she started having a coughing fit right there on the plane. Is it fair to raise these questions, or is it out of bounds, as some people suggest it is? Let's go to Russ in Centerville. You're on with Brian, and this morning it's Katie Pavlich.
Hey, good morning, guys. I saw and gals. I saw the airplane interview that she did, or the press conference that she did, and my wife and I are sitting there watching this, and it is fair game, by the way. But we're watching this, thinking, as a human being, it was very sad to watch her turn away and not be able to talk. Forget about our policies and what they don't agree with and all that. But my next concern was, okay, let's get up before the debates. Are we going to, is she going to be able to finish the debate?
If this happens during a debate,
I mean, Trump, I'm sure, will have a reaction.
Well,
I'm sure he'll say something.
Seriously, if she starts to have a coughing fit in the middle of the debate, oh my goodness, it will be the topic of endless speculation and endless conversation. And by the way, you know, I remember when we used to question candidates' health and ability. I remember we used to, when Ronald Reagan ran for re-election, how seriously people raised questions about his health and his ability. And whether or not he had the stamina to go forward, it's a question.
Standard fair question that is asked of every presidential candidate who gets to the nomination in the history of the country. I mean, this, of course, is a question that is asked, and it's, of course, legitimate. And it's not that it's a sexist thing, as people have accused those who question Hillary's health of being. It's an issue that arises for every single candidate.
Fair enough. Joe in Germantown, you're on with Brian and Katie Pavlich.
Good morning.
I think it's partisan politics. The other side wants to get an advantage. And I think it's always been that way, including with Reagan, including with McCain. And I think it will always be this way.
Joe, when you hear her cough like that, does it not bother you? Does it not make you wonder what the heck is going on?
I feel badly for her. I sometimes cough, and I have to stop and get a drink, and I know there's nothing wrong with me. I don't like coughing. It bothers me that I'm coughing, but you guys, you know, from
well,
the
well, would you call this,
in,
since it's happened so many times, does it seem like more than just, you know, everybody has a coughing fit now and then. I mean, every human being I know has had a coughing fit at one time or another, but it seems to happen so often with her.
I've had them fairly often at times, not all the time. I haven't had any this school year, but, you know, it bothers me, and I'm not a doctor, so I surely can't say, if you understand my meaning.
I got you. All
but
right.
You know, this is the thing, is Hillary Clinton could, through some transparency, put all the speculation to rest by releasing her records, and she has not done that. So again, here we are with her own doing and people questioning her ability to become the president.
Kevin in Virginia, you're on with Brian and Katie Pavlich.
And this wouldn't apply to her. This would be anybody, even if it was Trump. A president of this country, their health totally matters. Just look at how the stock market reacts to, you know, smaller, insignificant things. So you got the uncertainty of a leader of the free world, and we don't know what's going on with them. Look at Cuba when Castro was ill, how you know, the wild speculations that were happening there.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, if you're the president of the United States and you step out onto the stage and you have one of these coughing fits in a Rose Garden ceremony with a foreign leader, how is that going to be reported? How is that going to impact things like the market and people's confidence in her leadership?
Yeah, I mean, it matters. And again, it's something that should be asked and has been asked of Donald Trump. It was asked of John McCain. It was asked of Barack Obama. Their records were released in full. I believe President Obama's records are released. Mm-hmm. And Hillary could easily get all the speculation off of her back if she would just provide us with some transparency.
All right, more straight ahead. It is now 6:22.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Hi, I'm Dr. Uprelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Missing or damaged teeth can cause more than embarrassment. It could lead to diseases that could negatively impact your life. At the Cascade Center, we excel at full mouth implants that can completely restore your smile, your oral health, and even help you look younger. Many practices send you to several locations over several visits using outside labs, not at Cascades. We're a full-service dental practice. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in 1 day in one location, saving you time, discomfort, and money. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Visit our website and see what our longtime patients have to say. See their success stories. We would love to become a part of yours.
Prolific experience and a legendary after plan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Dr. Ruparelia and Cascades Dental the right choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. Online at cascadesdental.com.
We can save energy. We can save money. We can win by putting Novec's energy efficiency game plan into action. Let's do this.
Hold that thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter. Use Novec's online energy playbook for ways to save.
Coach, the power bill just came in.
Touchdown. We lowered our power bill with Novec's winning ways to save.
Win big by going to Novak.com and putting your savings game plan into action today.
6:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's J.B. Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, delays continue to grow heading into Old Town Alexandria, so I need you to prepare for this as you come off of the Beltway. And if you take Route 1 South Patrick Street, it's going to be jammed past the gas stations and up to Duke Street, scene of the crash. So South Patrick Street at Duke Street with delays now right as you merge off of the Beltway, just as I expected. So again, with that volume, if you're taking, say, North Washington Street, through Old Town, that runs without any problems. George Washington Parkway to Baltimore Washington Parkway has been incident-free. 66, still with the crash. Heading eastbound, 66, after you pass 50, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and as you come up to 123, that's along the left side. And still with the accident activity on 270 southbound before Route 80 Urbana with one lane block. Delays as you merge off of 70 and off of 15 to go south on 270. Now from this update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another hot day on this Tuesday, and the temperatures will continue to rise. We will see the early clouds give way to mostly sunny skies, hit 91. Tonight, a few passing clouds, low around 70. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
6:25 or 6:26 rather on WMAL. Brian Wilson and Katie Pavlich in for Larry O'Connor. We're talking about Hillary had a big coughing fit. I mean, it was an ugly coughing fit out in Ohio at a campaign event. But I got to tell you, Katie, the thing that bothers me a bit more are these moments, and I've seen several videos where she looks a little unsteady, like balance may be an issue for her. Not unusual in a senior citizen for a person to have balance issues as you get older, but that concerns me a little bit, especially given the fact that we know that the concussion came from a fall. And so what is behind that is perhaps the thing that is more concerning. If you have a coughing fit, you know, okay, it's a coughing fit. If you're falling because you have some issue that you're not revealing to the American people, and if you're unsteady on your feet because you don't have good balance, that perhaps speaks to something that's a bit more concerning. And I think it's fair game to ask these questions.
I think it's fair game to ask. Again, I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to try and diagnose whether Hillary is wobbly or whether she, you know, has trouble walking or, you know, is falling a lot. You know, it's obvious that she has an issue with her coughing, considering she coughs a lot into the microphone at these campaign events in front of the press. You would think that, you know, she wouldn't want to do that during her first press conference in nearly a year. But she should release her medical records so we can see that she's okay. And if everything's on the up and up, if she's not, then, you know, there are some questions about her ability to become president. And that's something she certainly owes the American people before they head to the polls in November.
And Donald Trump as well. 6:28.
Chris Plant here. Join me on Thursday, September 22nd for the best party in Washington all year. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, enjoying a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. All the details are at mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off each ticket. That's mrc.org/gala. Promo code Chris.
I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For years, I've been advertising 50% off the price of all new roofs. I used to think we needed to shout a special offer to get us in the door, but I'm done shouting. Our price will always be competitive. The real difference is quality, and New Look is a quality leader. Call us for an estimate on your new roof and see why 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit premiere episode tonight, 10 Eastern, CNBC. Get yours.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Coming up in just a moment, we're going to reflect on the life and legacy of Phyllis Schlafly, who passed away, we learned last night. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. There are problems this morning on Metro's Blue and Orange lines in Northern Virginia. Jamie Witten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. This is two separate problems, is that right?
Two separate problems and unfortunately no change. So the Blue Line suspended service completely between Franconia, Springfield and Van Doren. They're dealing with a track problem and inspectors are on the track right now still trying to assess the situation. So for Blue Line trains, not running. They have a shuttle bus service set up in that stretch. And on the Orange Line, they had an equipment problem on the track as well. So now they're single tracking Orange Line trains between West Falls Church and Vienna. A lot going on Metro Rail. A lot going on the roads and I'll have traffic coming up next.
It's the first day of school for tens of thousands of kids across Northern Virginia. The new school year begins today in Fairfax County, Arlington, and Alexandria, among others. Congress is back in town, too. Starting today, lawmakers have around 20 days of work before leaving town again in early October. More than 40 years after the end of the Vietnam War, President Obama is promising to spend tens of millions of dollars in Laos to clean up some of the thousands of bombs the U.S. dropped in that country during the war.
Many of the bombs that were dropped were never exploded. Over the years, thousands of Laotians have been killed or injured. Farmers tending their fields, children playing. The wounds, a missing leg or arm, last a lifetime. And that's why, as president, I've dramatically increased our funding to help remove these unexploded bombs.
The president's pledging $90 million over 3 years. A man's in custody after a shooting at a hotel close to the University of Maryland campus overnight. It happened at the College Park Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. Reports are a security guard was shot in the arm. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,492, the NASDAQ at 5250. Sports, the Nationals win again, reducing their division-clinching magic number to 17. The Orioles beat Tampa Bay. At the U.S. Open, Serena Williams advances to the quarterfinals. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft, and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
In life, you can go through the motions, fooling yourself with activity, or you can strategically get results. Research shows that people who date online only go out about once every 3 months, yet spend over an hour a day with untargeted, unanswered communications. Hope is not a strategy. For 25 years, It's Just Lunch has provided the proven and tested strategy to thousands of singles that gets results in the complex world of dating. Their matchmakers get to know you and your relationship goals. Then they hand-select quality matches from their exclusive membership base and even book your date reservations at the best spots in town. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. So go ahead and be strategic about dating. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We sold 68 homes last quarter alone, saving our clients on average $23,000. What could you do with an extra $23,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Doing the homework for you on your federal benefits. The retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
Really translating the language that's involved with federal benefits, whether it be TSP, the long-term care insurance, pension systems, Social Security, Medicare. And then once you have that knowledge and education, that you make sure that your choices are current and make sure that those choices are the right ones for you.
The retirement professor, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
At Indeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66. Two separate problems. First, if you're coming out of Gainesville, the initial crash here as you pass business 234 over to the left shoulder. Then you get a little bit of a break and then hang on from the Fairfax County Parkway. Absolutely jammed to get by this crash. Still in place. Only two lanes get by. Eastbound 66 as you come up toward 123 before you get to the Capitol Beltway. On the Greenway, Toll Road, Route 7, we're okay coming in up toward the Beltway. Not so good in Old Town Alexandria. Delays right as you merge off the Beltway on Route 1, South Patrick Street. The crash up ahead past the gas stations at Duke Street under police direction. If you're taking St. Washington Street, that's working fine without any major delays there, but Route 1 definitely hung up in Alexandria. On 270, big problems continue with the left lane still blocked south on 270. Right as you come up to Route 80, Urbana delays off of 70 and 15 as you come out of Frederick. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got the coastal flood advisory 2 hour east, but that will expire once we get past high tide. The early clouds will give way to mostly sunny skies. We'll hit 91. Tonight, a few passing clouds, low around 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, stray shower, thunderstorm, high 91. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Alexandria, 61 in Hyattsville, 72 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. A busy morning here, a lot of stuff going on. We're watching problems on the Metro, and this is Terrible Traffic Tuesday as all the school jurisdictions are back in session and traffic gets to be a little intense. We're on it. 705, Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, will join us. 735, Larry Kudlow. At 745, Ann Coulter will pay tribute to Phyllis Schlafly, who passed away, we learned last night. At 805, we'll see what's going on with Congress with David Drucker, the Washington Examiner. And then we'll go back to the story of Phyllis Schlafly with Brett Decker, who was co-author of a book called The Case for Trump and has some things to say about the life and times of Phyllis Schlafly. And that's where we are right now.
It is possible for the people to defeat the entire political and media establishment and to win despite incredible odds.
That was Phyllis Schlafly. She was an icon in the conservative movement and a person who was thought of in such high terms among conservatives. She passed away last night, we learned, at the age of 92. This announcement officially came from the Eagle Forum. It's Brian Wilson in Washington, joined by Katie Pavlich, who's in for Larry O'Connor. And Katie, I know that as someone who is also a woman who is in the conservative movement, Phyllis Schlafly was someone who meant a lot to you. I'd like for you to reflect on the life and legacy of Phyllis Schlafly.
Yeah, so I didn't get to know her closely or too well, but I was always an admirer of her work. I always loved, you know, that at a time in the 1960s when, of course, she rose to prominence and wrote her book, A Choice, Not an Echo, which sold more than 3 million copies, that she was the one standing there and yelling stop when the feminists the feminist movement was taking off, and the really Marxist socialist feminist movement was hijacking all of the work that the women before them had done, and reestablishing themselves as a leftist force and monopolizing the way that women should feel and speak and vote, quite frankly. She was a leading opposition against the Equal Rights Amendment. She's been, of course, a proponent for traditional gender roles and has been willing to stand up for things that weren't quite popular in terms of the culture at the time. When my first book came out, she graciously and generously had me on her show to promote it. And that was a big moment for me as someone who had looked up to her and known her work. And, she's done a lot for the conservative movement in her 92 years. And she died in her St. Louis home, surrounded by family, which I think, she lived a full, and it was certainly a life well lived.
Yeah.
So we're sad to see her go, but we will learn from her work for generations to come, I have no doubt.
You mentioned that she battled against the Equal Rights Amendment. She talked about that on many occasions. Here's Phyllis Schlafly in her own words, talking about how difficult it was to go against something that sounded on its surface be so reasonable.
It's the very innocuous wording of the amendment that is the reason why many people didn't realize in the beginning what unfortunate consequences it would have. But fortunately, the amending process calls for a full-blown debate in the state legislatures around the country, and this is where we find out some of the things that were not originally realized by many people who voted for it.
Yeah, and she continued saying that, how could you be against something called the Equal Rights Amendment?
ERA has such a righteous name. Who could possibly oppose equal rights? And supporting ERA were all those who had pretensions to political power, from left to right, from Ted Kennedy to George Wallace.
She was a formidable woman. I had the opportunity to interview her on many occasions over the years, and I found her to be quite impressive. Mm-hmm. Someone who was a very serious individual about the things she cared deeply about, and has had wide-ranging respect within conservative circles. One of the things that I think she brought to the table was the forming of the Eagle Forum, was the fact that there was a time and a place when, as a reporter, if you needed a perspective, the women's perspective on a particular issue, you went to the National Organization for Women.
Right.
There was no other organization out there that gave an alternate viewpoint.
Right.
But then Eagle Forum came along, and all of a sudden now, as a reporter, there was an opportunity for you to get more balance into your story by saying, some look at it like this, and you talk to the people at the National Organization of Women, but there are others who have a different viewpoint. And then you would talk to Phyllis Schlafly over at the Eagle Forum.
Yeah.
And it brought real balance to our discussions and our debates. And that, I always thought, was really the thing that she brought to the discussion, was bringing balance to these discussions.
Well, and I think that she certainly laid the groundwork and a set of principles for other organizations, conservative women's organizations like Claire Booth Lutz Institute, the Network of Enlightened Women. A number of women in the conservative movement have always looked up to Phyllis Schlafly as someone who could be a guide for them in terms of standing by their beliefs in very hostile environments, specifically on college campuses where, organizations like NOW have had a monopoly for decades. But in her passing, Phyllis Schlafly also has received a lot of good praise from, Senator Ted Cruz, who said, "Today our nation and the conservative movement suffered a great loss with the passing of an extraordinary woman." The RNC released a statement saying, "Phyllis Schlafly was a courageous pioneer in the conservative movement and an unflinching champion of many ideas Republicans have long held dear." And I know that she worked right up to her last days. She had a new book coming out this week, and her co-author will be on, I believe, later in the show, Brett Decker, to talk about the workings of that book. She's been deeply involved in the 2016 election and really wanted to beat Hillary, so we'll see what happens, but she's certainly going to be missed, and lots of people remembering her today with praise and good memories.
And we'll also have Ann Coulter coming on at 7:45, who has some very poignant things to say. By the way, she went to every Republican convention since 1956. I mean, she's been around for a while.
And Six kids, too.
The Ladies' Home Journal named her one of the 100 most important women of the 20th century. It is now 6:44.
Calling all men. Herbal Store 24-7 has a special offer on Viagra and Cialis. 50 pills plus 10 pills free for just $99. That's right, 50 pills plus 10 pills free. Call now, 1-800-781-1219. 1-800-781-1219. HerbalStore247.com.
So the kids are back to school, and that means it's time to get your home back to clean. Larry O'Connor here for Zero Res, the absolute best carpet cleaning company. They're the company I use to clean my carpets and upholstery, and the clean I got was truly amazing. Honestly, it was like I got a brand new house of carpet without the big expense. The dirt, odors, wine spills, stains, and traffic marks are all gone and didn't return once the carpets quickly dried. The Zero Res process is unduplicated thanks to their toxic-free empowered water system that leaves behind zero residue. So if you have a cleaning now, your carpets will still be looking great when the holidays come around. Don't have carpet? No problem. Zero Res deep cleans hardwoods, laminates, tile, and grout surfaces too. Do what I did. Call Zero Res and ask for the WMAL special. Zero Res will pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets for only $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call them now. 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221. Or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's spelled the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we have a number of problems. First, I need to give everyone a heads up on Metro Rail. If you haven't heard, Blue Line trains remain suspended. No service between Franconia, Springfield, and Van Dorn Street. They're dealing with a track problem outside Van Dorn. So inspectors are out there, still dealing with the troubles. Buses are set up, but expect extra time. Also, a separate problem on the Orange Line. They have equipment problem on the track at Dunloring, and as a result, Orange Line commuters single tracking between West Falls Church and Vienna. Now, 270, here we go, still with this long-standing crash south on 270 right before you get to the exit for Route 80 Urbana, and it looks like right now they're just letting the shoulder get by as they try to clean up this crash. Delays coming off of 70 and 15 as well. Another big problem we still have is the crash on 66 eastbound before you get to the Beltway near 123. Looks like they still have those two left lanes blocked. Still watch for delays on 66 pushing past Manassas, past Business 234. The distraction there was the crash over to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got the coastal flood advisory 2 hour east, but that will expire once we get past high tide. The early clouds will give way to mostly sunny skies. We'll hit 91. Tonight, a few passing clouds, low around 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, stray shower, thunderstorm, high 91. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees. It is now 6:46 on WMAL.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
It's all about respect, isn't it? When you're the president of the United States, you think people would respect you. I mean, you show up in your big, shiny 747 aircraft, you know, and you're expecting the red carpet treatment. Well, that's not what he got in China. And a lot of people are saying that there was no respect shown to our president when he arrived in China for big meetings. And apparently, they forgot to bring stairs.
Apparently so.
The Chinese did not provide the stairs.
How does Air Force One have everything but stairs?
Well, it does have stairs in the back of the plane.
Exactly.
I've actually gone down those stairs.
There you go.
That's where everybody but the president goes down. I mean, that's where the press corps comes down. That's where the service people come in and out of the plane. But you know, when the president arrives, they're supposed to roll up the stairs, and there's supposed to be a red carpet, and there's supposed to be a greeting, and none of that was there. And the president was left to come down in the lowly rear
with
exit of the aircraft with the help, and no respect at all. And the question is, you know, why does this happen? Why is that the president of the United States is not being shown the respect that the leader of this country should be shown? And I don't have an answer for that. But it's certainly what I think a snub by the Chinese.
Well, I think that President Obama maybe has set himself up for some of this disrespect by not exactly showing himself worth the respect, but they should have had the stairs.
And then you have the president of the Philippines, who before he's supposed to have a meeting with the president, says that he is, said that the President Obama is, well, this was in another language. The translation is either that he called the president an SOB, which is bad, Or he didn't say, he didn't use the initials. He actually used the words.
Right.
This is radio. I'm cleaning it up for you. Or he may have said, according to some translations, that President Obama was the son of a whore. One way or the other, pretty rough language coming from the president of the Philippines. Again, some ten-horn dictator president in the Philippines not showing due deference to the United States and to the president of the United States. And by the way, the president, after that, canceled the meeting with the president of the Philippines.
Well, I guess the president of the Philippines also expressed regret for using that type of language.
And then, so who's responsible for this?
Well, Donald Trump, of course.
Apparently, according to...
Of course, it's his fault.
CNN's Dana Bash says that the reason that the president has not shown respect when he travels around the world is Donald Trump.
There was a malfunction with the stairs when he arrived, when the president arrived at the summit, and he had to go back down the back stairs as proof that world leaders don't respect the president. You could also look at the flip side, is that maybe this is the Trumpization of sort of global leadership, that people can just feel that they can say what they want to say, and you know, it's maybe it's him feeling like he's politically correct, him meaning the head of the Philippines, but it also is certainly not the way we have come to expect world leaders to speak, especially about one another.
It's all Donald Trump.
You know what
Trump
would have done if the stairs weren't there? He would have said, "We're leaving China. We're not going to G20.
That's exactly
see you
what
later.
He, that's what he
we're
said.
We're not coming down.
He said, we're leaving. Bye-bye. It's 6:50 on WMAL.
Hair loss, the confidence killer at the Giannotto Clinic. We'll give it back, your confidence and your hair. Dr. Giannotto and the Giannotto Clinic can restore your hair quickly and painlessly. Get your hair back. 703-556-HAIR.
Hi, Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and you've heard me over the years talking about the success we've had right here on this radio station. Advertising on WMAL not only delivers interested customers, but qualified ones as well. Just this morning, I received a call from a WMAL listener asking how Cornerstone First Financial can assist with their mortgage. If you own a business, I highly encourage you to go to WMAL.com and find out how they can bring new customers to you as well. WMAL and Cornerstone First, partners in business.
Ted Britt Automotive is the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing a car. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and you know, when you're going to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, one of the nagging things in the back of your head is, what if I have problems with this car? What if it's a whole bunch of hassle? Well, here's the great thing about Ted Britt Automotive. Ted Britt has this great program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So right there, you can have confidence in these guys. And you'll be thrilled with the deals they're going to give you, because at Ted Britt, you'll find the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock, with prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. But that's not all. Ted Britt also has two Harley-Davidson locations, tons of new and pre-owned bikes to choose from. Go ahead and schedule your next service with Ted Britt right now so you can see the kind of service you're going to get. Visit one of their 9 great locations or online at TedBritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
It's time to check and see how your money's doing. From the news desk at CNBC, here is Seema Modi.
Good morning. Wall Street hopes to start the holiday shortened week on an up note. Stock futures pointing to a higher open. Germany's Bayer has raised its offer to buy seed and pesticide maker Monsanto to $65 billion. The two sides have been talking about a deal since May. General Electric announced this morning that it's buying two 3D printing companies in Europe for $1.5 billion. And Volkswagen reportedly has a deal to supply engines to U.S. truck maker Navistar in exchange for about a 20% stake in the company. This deal would give VW a bigger presence in the U.S. heavy trucking industry. The housing market may be hot, but home builders still can't find enough workers to get the job done. An industry group estimates there are 200,000 unfilled construction jobs open, 81% more than 2 years ago. And Apple is rolling out personalized playlists for Apple Music subscribers who test its new iOS software. The playlists are a direct challenge to Spotify. I'm Seema Modi, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. According to a survey from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, over 50% of teens were more likely to buckle up if the adult who was driving also wore a seatbelt. However, when adult drivers did not use seatbelts, just 8% of teens used theirs. So wear your seatbelt and make sure your passengers do too. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Is there anything more annoying than the sound of an old scratchy wiper blade? How about not being able to see? When it comes to wipers, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Some of our tough spots continue to be that way. 66, the crash eastbound near 123 prior to the Beltway, still along the left side. Big delays near the Fairfax County Parkway. Also, we're just bunched up through Manassas. Had a crash there east on 66 after business 234, and still a lot to check out on the shoulder. Getting up to 66, arteries starting to get slow into those backups. Old Town Alexandria, the crash, South Patrick Street as you come up to Duke Street, still under police direction there. Watch for delays off of the Beltway to go onto Route 1 northbound, South Patrick Street to Duke Street, and on 270 accident southbound. Just the right lane gets by before Route 80 Urbana. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a pretty warm day. Temperatures around 91. Early clouds give way to sunny skies this afternoon. Tonight, we're talking about a temperature around 70. Tomorrow, a chance of a stray thunderstorm passing through. Partly cloudy, 91. On Thursday, 94. And on Friday, we're looking at a temperature of 94. Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees on WMAL.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
If you can't beat them, kidnap them. A media report from last week says that an American missionary was kidnapped in China in 2004 and taken to Pyongyang to teach English to Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un. David Sneddon has been missing for more than a decade after he went missing hiking in China. He spoke fluent Korean, some Mandarin, and had been working in South Korea as a missionary. Like father, like son. Kim Jong-un's father, Kim Jong-il, famously kidnapped two South Korean movie stars. Kim was a huge fan of Hollywood movies and decided to kidnap this duo to make the movies for him. Their most famous was a cult classic that featured a Godzilla-like creature with socialist leanings.
Heck, I thought all Godzillas were socialist leaning. You know, kind of ruin everything they touch. Well, if you can't beat them, I guess it means you should kidnap them. That's the way the Hermit Kingdom of North Korea, perhaps now even in 2016, still acts. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit premiere episode tonight, 10 Eastern, CNBC. Get yours.
Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of WMAL, we have an all-star lineup. Joe DiGenova, Larry Kudlow, Ann Coulter. What more need be said? It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM.